We are. Yes.
Right.
But the Gemara uses this language of Chatzach Hatira Mitachas Kisiyah Kavod. The Gemara uses that language that Menashe, it's written by Menashe HaMelech, who at one point was a terrible Russia, but he did tshuva. The Malachim didn't want the tshuva to be accepted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chatzach Hatira Mitachas Kisiyah Kavod. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's where he got, that's where the Peleyayit picked up the words. Okay. We are on Gimel Amud Beis here, Rabbi Kleiman, IT. This is the first test of Masechta Zayta. There were 45 tests on Kedushin. Not bad for 82 blot, 81 blot. Pei Beis is 81 blot. 45 tests for 81 blot. So now this is test one on Zayta. Okay. We are up to, we're going to start again. From the third one of the Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, whether it's an obligation or an allowance. We're going to start on Gimel Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th line from the top. La'ilam bem tavaydu, rishus, the Rabbi Shmuel. La'ilam bem tavaydu means it's rishus. Those are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva and Rechaiva, Rabbi Akiva says it's an obligation. My time at Rabbi Shmuel, because I didn't accept my siya called the Shaya called the Shema. Since the Torah wrote Moshe Chayek on the Shema, not allowing a Kanani to be left alive, Itzruch Lemitz Nami Lemichta Vailam Am Tavaydu, Lemishri Echad Mikal Uma Shabal Akanamis, Vailam Imenu Ben. To permit, if somebody, the father is an Afghanistani who lives with a Kananis, it doesn't have to be Afghanistani, I just pick him as a marshal, who lives with a Kananis, and they have a son, Shatar Rishol, look nice to be heaven. That's not a Chiyav L'Chayek on the Shema. La'ilam bam tavaydu is an allowance that even though there is one Kanani parent, and Kanani is lav davka, it means any of the seven umays, we just refer to them generically as Kanani. The land is called Eretz Kanan, so we call it Kanani, but it can be any one of the seven umays, that if the mother is from the seven umays, it does not obligate you to kill the kid. You go by dad. How do I know this, Rab? Tanya. From the ones that come to live here, you can buy. And garim imachem means that their father came from somewhere else, and they live here by mom. That's what garim imachem means, right? And Yachal Av Kanani Shabbat Achas Umois, the Holy Men of Bench at the Rishon of Christ to be heaven. Tamil Lema Shah Lizu Bar Tuchem, Mina Melodin Bar Tuchem, the Lord Mina Gorin Bar Tuchem. Meaning, you don't mind, just 1 minute. Lizu Bar Tuchem and not Gorin Bar Tuchem. Now, Rashi Yavamas explains this very well. Now, I don't tell Rashi what he's good and what he's not good, but Rashi Yavamas like to read the Rashi Yavamas. That explains this well, how we know which one is the mother and which one is the father. So Rashi Yavamas have Ayah Chesam and Beis. Rashi explains it here too, but in Yavamas it's a clearer explanation. The Gemara brings the same price over there. Now here comes the Rashi part. Derech isha liyas b'mkayma. It is the way of a woman to stay in her place. Derech ish liglais. And it is the way of a man to exile himself to his wife's place. Therefore, Zot Rashi, hanelodim ba'aretz, Vada Ima Mishiva Umais. If he's born in Eretz Yisrael, that means his mother is from the Shiva Umais, because women are stationary. And therefore, since women are stationary, if it says he's born in Eretz Yisrael, that's saying mom is the Israeli. I don't mean Israeli, I mean the Canaanis in this case, right? Meaning, the underlying assumption in learning these psukim, Rashi tells me, is that women were stationary and men moved. So when it says, right, that, and then it says, meaning, right, so it's saying they live here and were born here. By saying they were born here, it's saying mom is here. That means dad came from somewhere else. And if dad came from, that's when you're allowed, that's when you combine them. But if they were born somewhere else and they came to live here, that means they probably had a mother from a different nation, and their father was from the Canaan, that's why they ended up back here. They exiled themselves and moved. So they moved from where they were born, in Tunisia, and they came to Eretz Yisrael. That means, why did they come to Eretz Yisrael? Because their father is from Eretz Yisrael. Ha'alidu Ba'aretz Yisrael says that the mother was from Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the pasuk is saying. So let's read it now inside. Right? That means you can buy them because, as the pasuk will explain later on, the mother was the one here. Because Teshavim Hagorim means they didn't belong here. They came from somewhere else. They're not home here. Teshavim Hagorim Yimokhem. They moved from somewhere else. How about Aknani Shabalachas min Uma Israeli Bimenuben? What if it came there, right? The guy moved here, but his father was a Knani. I would think it's also Mutter. Meaning, in order for you to be able to buy the Eved, the person, the Knani connection has to be mom, not dad. He's living here. Right, that means the father moved here, but Asher Elidu Ba'artzachem means mom was the Kanani, that's okay. But if mom is the other nation, that means he wasn't born here, he was born somewhere else, then it's not okay, because then the Kanani, the connection must be dad. Did I explain, Dr. Harris, you understand it now?
Kill this kid?
Yes. It's Chayek on the Shema.
Now that he has five as a slave,
it's killed. Let's not become American now and talk about that there's no evil in the world. There's a mitzvah called the Chayek on the Shema. When Chayek came into Eretz Yisrael, it's to wipe out man, woman, and child of the Shiva Umais.
That only applies
when
you have
a Jewish arm. Again, I'm not sending anybody to kill anybody today.
I don't know.
I really don't know that long. I'm not going to pass that long here now. But the Torah said, let's call the Neshama. Then the Torah turned around and said, but some of them can be brought to Avadim. Now, you want to know what would happen in future generations. Is let's call the Neshama just a mitzvah for that door? Or how about 150 years later, they find one of the Shiva Umais? Is there a mitzvah to kill him? I don't know. It might have been just a mitzvah for the conquering army. But we're talking now when they're conquering Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells them, you go into Eretz Yisrael, there's a chayek on the Shema. Then the Torah says, but some of them you can buy as an Eved. That same people that I just told you to wipe out, some of them you can buy as an Eved. When? When they're Goren Ba'aretz Yisrael. Means, obviously, somebody came from somebody else. But there's a Kanani connection. Now, which Kanani connection is allowed when you're moving into Eretz Yisrael? I'm not talking about 25 years later. When they come into Eretz Yisrael, and which Kanani connection has to be killed? The answer is Halidu ba'artzachem is the one you can keep because that's the mom in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi tells us in Yevamos that Derech, again, this is Rashi Yevamos, that women stayed in location and men moved. That's how life was in the time of the Torah. Women stayed where they were and men moved. So birth was usually done where mom was from. Now, it could be dad was from there too, but the pasuk says, Hagarim ba'artzachem, means they came into your land. They weren't here natively. Now, who were the father and who was the mother? So Asher Elidu ba'artzachem tells me that mom was the local and dad was the foreigner. Because the ones born from a Canaanite father with a Tunisian mother would be born in Tunisia. The ones born in Israel was a... What? The pasuk. Hagarim ba'artzachem. The pasuk, the whole pasuk, means as follows. V'gam mibnei atishav magarim imachem mehem tiknu mimishpaktam asher imachem asher helidu ba'artzachem.
Child, how do you know that show is born there, or if he's moved there?
Well, I don't know. I'll investigate and find out who mom was and who dad was. The Torah is telling me, the way the Torah is telling me, go by dad, if you want, the decision to kill him or buy him depends on dad, not on mom, is by using the word Ashalidu Ba'artzuchem. That's synonymous by saying his mother was the Canaanis. Now, how did they do the investigation? How did they find out whether the kid was this way or that way? I wasn't there. I can't tell you. The Torah is telling me the rules. The rules are the mixed marriage, look where he was born. If it's a mixed marriage, if he's born here, his mom is from here. If he's born in Tunisia, his mom was a Tunisian. Now, if his father is a Tunisian, he's going to hate. But it means, I've got him now, it's Shav Magarim and Malcolm is saying, this is a mixed marriage. One parent is from the Shiva Umais, and one parent is a non-Shiva Umais. So which one am I allowed to buy, and which one am I not allowed to buy? So the Torah tells me, look for mom. Now, how did the Torah tell me look for mom? By using the word, Asher Elidu Ba'artzachem, which is synonymous in saying that mom was a local. Rashi Yevamos explains this. They use this Rashi as Yevamos, whatever this Gemara is, the other places, Rashi is not as clear as the Yevamos. This is where Rashi says those words. Derech, this is the words that make it understandable. Derech isha liyaz v'mkaimam, v'derech ish liglais. If women are stationary, men are moving. That puts the thing into proper perspective, and we can understand this. Come on, which I'm going to read in a second. Yes, Dr. Schwab.
I may have the answer. First, I would remark that review of church records from the time of Rashi shows that most people, unless they were nobility, actually married extremely low, both male and female.
The Gemara is not commenting on that. The Gemara is saying there is a mixed marriage.
Rashi just said, because we've got this is in opposition to all the learned confusion, at least from Rabbi Yeshua, that when establishing the kashrus of a child, the woman, you know, Rabbi Yeshua kept saying we do not live by the woman's words alone as to whether she had made it with a kosher person or a non-kosher person. So this seems, either Rashi is saying that we ignore her words and just look at where he was born, which does give a bit of a problem to Binyamin, but leaving that aside, that we just look at the site of birth, or is it a combination of what she says?
Again, we have a kid. We don't know who his mother was and his father was. We know one was a foreigner. So the parents telling me if he was born here, his mom was the Canaanite.
We have an orphan?
I don't know. He's 25 years old. This kid is 80 years old.
No,
I mean, a kid doesn't mean he's five. Unfortunately, the Derech Olam is that by the time a person is 80, he's an orphan. Usually. There are exceptions, but usually.
I still care about exceptions.
Yeah. But usually. Usually, when a person reaches 80, he is already an orphan. usually. I made 80. Yeah, yeah, maybe I should make 90. You know, I mean, I don't care how old the guy or whatever age you want to attribute it to. That's what it said. I think I'm reading it by now. Yes.
I'm getting the feeling that this was only a one-time event.
I said I don't. I was very careful.
Said that.
Okay, so that's what I said. So I'm not going to change my mind.
So what happened was that they were going to Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, and they killed off everybody except for those that wanted to be sold.
No. They killed out everybody.
Generation after the first initial...
I said, I don't know. That's what I said, I don't know.
What do you mean they killed everybody? So those who
have the Kani? Again, they killed all Shiva Umais. Again, they should have killed all Shiva Umais. Whether they did it or not so simple.
Okay, so there were, after going to Israel, killing off Shiva Umais, there were still Kani.
Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. Again.
It's a future event?
One second. You're misinterpreting the word Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani does not mean anything but Kanan. Eved Kanani means a guy Eved. The Shiva Umayis was a limited number of nations. There could be a lot of Eved Kananim that come from Afghanistan and Tunisia and Congo and England. It has nothing to do with the Shiva Umayis. Here we're talking about, can a person buy an Eved that's a product of a mixed marriage between Shiva Umayis and non-Shiva Umayis? The Torah is addressing that issue. The Torah is not talking post facto. The Torah is talking about what the mitzvah is. So the Torah gave a mitzvah that when Yidden come to Eretz Yisrael, they should wipe out the seven nations. Whether they did or not is not negayah this Gemara. You want to learn history, Navi, Rabbi Weimer will tell you they didn't. No, they didn't.
Well, I'm just saying, for the Rambam, they gave a choice for every nation that was there.
Before they went into Eretz Yisrael.
So
before they went into Eretz
Yisrael.
But once they went into Eretz Yisrael, that didn't apply.
They left, like the Yugashi, that they were
still right, exactly. You're right.
So
you're right.
It has to be only that.
Could be. There. Could be. You're right. You're right. So I'm not talking about
right.
I think so. Again, I don't like to say things that I'm not sure of. I'm not sure. I would guess that you're right.
Sounds.
But again, let's step back. The Torah is giving us a command. Destroy, wipe out the seven nations. And at the same time, the Torah is telling me, you can keep the product of some of the mixed marriages. And the Torah is defining which ones I can and which ones I can't keep. That's all.
When they came into Israel,
I don't know what they did. You're asking me what they did. I'm telling you what they should have done.
Generations later.
I started this conversation saying that this might have been a one-time mitzvah when they came in.
Well, when they come in, you said you don't know.
You asked me what they did. I answered you, I don't know what they did. I'm reading the psukim, well, they're telling them what they do, what they're supposed to do.
Mitzvah is
to wipe out all seven nations. Correct.
And how do you buy an Eved Kanani?
No Kanani, you buy a Tunisian.
How do you buy an Eved Tunisian?
Why not? You go to Tunisia and get an Eved.
And it's from the mother?
No, nothing to do with mother, I don't care. Tunisian, I don't care.
Not that sure what we're doing with these two.
What if he's a half a Kanani? Of a real Kanani?
Yeah.
How do you know? Which one are you supposed to kill and which one can you keep as an Eved?
I think when we said they made an offer, you can become an...
Okay, see, this is where we start getting confused. Let's throw everything away. Just talk about that. You'd like to know history, what happened, you can learn history books. I didn't mean to confuse you. Rabbi Weinberg did not mean to confuse you. He was saying what happened afterwards. I'm not interested in that now. The Torah said, walk in there to throw and wipe them out.
If you see a woman, her child is Mustama, not...
No! If you know somebody's from a mixed marriage, how do you treat that person? Not child. 75-year-old man who's from a mixed marriage.
Well,
Dr. Tyra, if his mom is a Canaanist, you let him live. If his father is a Canaanist, you kill him.
His mother is a Canaanist, you kill him.
Well, if his mother is a Canaanist, you let him live.
Yeah.
And if his father is a Knanis, you kill him. If it's a mixed marriage, if they're both Knanim, I don't care what the mother is. Now, what happened? Rabbi Weimer is pointing out historically that the Rambam says that the Gergashi ran away from Eretz Yisrael. They didn't become killed. And Rabbi Weimer is saying if they came back 48 years later, there would not be a mitzvah to kill them. Fine. That's the side issue. It has nothing to do with these psukim. Yes, doctor.
I mean, I would point out that in terms of the residents of the land, there were plenty of people who were not Israelites. There were 31 kings who lived there from the Mediterranean Rim who were not Canaanim at all. So that, within the bounds of my knowledge, there was no mitzvah to kill a Greek who lived
No mitzvah.
Eretz Israel unless they took up arms.
Right. Some of the mixed marriages, some of the offspring of the mixed marriages you combine. Which one? So what if the dad is a Kanani? No. Only those the mom is here. That the mom was a Kananis. Rashi. All Zion Umas are called by Knan. We go by patrilineal descent between two Goyim. The Tanya Dlach Yosikra, Be'eved Gosinim Be'beis. It's Be'eved. Which word is that? The Kleis of Be'eved, for an Eved. Be'gam Be'nei Atashavim, Le'omin Eksiv Be'is Hagoyim Ashish V'seichem, from the nations around you, Be'em Tikno Eved Rama. Ashish Sviva Is Artichem, V'loim Ibnei Artichem. Only those who live around Eretz Yisrael, not the ones that are in Eretz Yisrael. Right. The Shiva Umais, of the Shiva Umais, the guy with Nath Yashavim, called Taishav, Haydn Shabami Makamachav and Isyashav Khan. A Taishav means he came from somewhere else. The Kamakrab, Shemutta Liknes Mibnehem, you can buy their children, Ashiyulucham Mibnei Sartzachav, that they have from the ladies of your land. Men Adalodim Bartachem, Bunim Hanalodim Bartachem, Behem Beneath Yashavim, the Haydn Acherim, other nations, Shinasu Bartachem, Nashim, Atem Rishon L'Knoistah, you're allowed to buy them. V'loy min ha'gorim ba'artzichem, v'loy min ha'bonim ha'nerlodim b'nei artzichem b'makam achar b'nei sharumais. Not somebody that was born elsewhere, who bought him, and then they came and healed b'nei Lord Rishon, and then they brought him back to Eretz Yisrael. Again, all predicated on Rashi's Yisai. Women give birth in the place of their living. Children can either stay with mom, or they can go with dad. The dad's country. So the Pasuk is saying, those that were illegal by Artichem means the father was the other nation. In the case of mixed marriage, those who are not illegal by Artichem means the father was the Kanani. Those are the ones you kill.
How do you purchase one? You pay him to be a slave?
So that's a big problem. That's a shaila. You either pay himself, which is a very difficult thing to understand, because the minute you pay him, the money becomes yours. So exactly why would a guy want to sell himself as an Eved Kanani? But he's going to pay him $1,000, and the $1,000 belongs to you. But again, that could happen. He could sell himself, and you pay him, and then you own him. That could happen. Or your father can sell his children. Or war conquering.
Okay, so Tiefen doesn't have to be war.
Correct.
And as the father, is there a thing about how old the kid is before the father can sell him?
No. Not that I know.
He could be 80 years old with his 100-year-old.
Nah, I don't think an 80-year-old would listen to his father and be sold. I think at a certain point, the son stops listening to the father. In America today, it's like a 6. Once upon a time, kids listened to a little older. Today, about 6 or 7, they stop listening to parents.
In the world, do
you have time in the Dolan? Yes, but it's not the Sukkah now. Yes. Big shrews about that. It's not bar mitzvah. It's when the kid develops a certain maturity to be responsible, whatever that is. Again, I told you, whatever the age is. Yes, doctor.
In answer to your question, food and safety. Food and safety.
Fine. That's my right. I agree. I'm coming. That's my right. Rabbi Akiva. So why does Rabbi Akiva agree that the pasuk just gave an allowance? He says the mehem tiknu nafka. The mehem tiknu already gave you the allowance. La'ila bem tavaydu lamali. But the Torah repeated it and said la'ila bem tavaydu. If it was to give you allowance, it already said it. Mehem tiknu evadrama. Must be l'chayva. Rabbi Shmo, what's Rabbi Shmo's response? Behem v'loy b'acheichem. Leilam behem tavaydu was to say that Jewish avadim don't stay permanently. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, he answers, v'acheichem b'sefer dekra nafka. It says at the end of the pasuk. It says, v'acheichem b'nei Yisrael, ish v'achem v'shudu by b'farach. It says, b'farish, your Jewish avad is different. You can't work him as hard as you work your Gaish avad. Rabbi Shmo, you're right. Goyim ben Tavaydu is a little bit extra, but once the Torah wanted to contrast the Goyim and the Yid, so it threw in Goyim ben Tavaydu, because the Torah made Rabbi Shmo, Koparsha Shenemer Venishnas, Venishnas Olabadavish and Schadishba, which was the reason for all three things. That Rabbi Shmo was not bothered by an extra word, because he said the word Torah would repeat the word. Rashi, Veloy Bachechem Avaydis Abed. You're not allowed to work like a slave, meaning you treat a Jewish servant different than a Gaish slave. Okay. Snus in a household is like a worm in the sesame seeds. Different fruits had different worms. The Chazal have different names for. Now, obviously, Chazal knew this, that the worm that attacks the sesame seeds is a different worm than attacks some other fruit. So why they picked this one, I don't know. But a karya, when it gets into shumshami, devours it. That's the bug, the worm, or whatever you want to call it. Rashi calls it a talas, which is a worm. That eats up shumshami. Znus eats up a house, a household. Like Karya eats up a shumshami. It destroys the foundation of the house. That's what it's saying. In fact, when there's a mezana in the household, and the Gemara is going to identify who, it destroys the foundation of the house, like worms who get into sesame seeds and destroy the sesame seeds. Dr. Gemara Vaiter, Rami Reb Chisda took from the Mesa, anger in a house, Hikari Lushum Shemi, also destroys a household. This is true when the woman has a temper, or the woman is Mizana, and not as much true by the husband. And Rashi will explain why. So we'll let Rashi do his explaining. Dr. Rashi. Karya Talasha Shum Shemin, the worm of the sesame seed, to Achelus, Kachamavas, Machrevis is Abayas. I'm sorry, Kach Hazlus. Machrevis is Abayas. Tukva Kas, anger. Idi Idi Tukva Znusa, the Mina de Machrevis is Abayas, Beitza. Kishi Isha Mizana, a Katsonis. When the woman is the one that's Mizana or has a temper. Kishi Isha Mizas Ekas Mizna, a woman that's busy planning her Znus. The Eina Isimalachta, therefore becomes remiss in doing the necessities to keep the household going. The physical work. V'lemish HaMeres Mesa doesn't watch it from people taking things away. U'mafkeres HaShobaylan HaNazim. And the one she has nus with, she lets them take advantage of her husband's possessions. So physically, the house will fall apart. Because the woman is the one in charge of maintaining the house. If she's engaged either in nus or she has a temper, she will not do her job well. This is not a lofty thing. This is a fact. When one person doesn't do their job well, and that's their job, it doesn't get done. And therefore, the husband's job is to earn a living. He goes out of the house, he earns the living and brings the money back and provides. The woman's job is to do the inside household things to maintain a smooth household. Well, if she has other occupations on her mind, she doesn't do her job, and that destroys the household. That's what the Gemara is saying.
About anger.
So it's interesting. Rashi does not say, I talk to myself, that a woman that has a temper also becomes remiss in doing her chores because she's just too angry to get things done. She's busy throwing pots instead of putting them in the right place. Again, it's my speculation. Does Arshko say anything?
The fact that she's a Zana, that doesn't seem to be including the
three things
that
Rashi
points out.
The
man
that's
Nala would
be
quite
with the Zana. Yeah, the Gemara is not talking about Lachayer.
Okay.
Just
text.
Angry
Chief Negger
Husband
says
the house.
Yes, Doctor. Rabbi Neuberger and Naaman bring down a nice Mahiri, which is the reason why the Kari will per se. Is that he just sees from the inside out, so essentially destroying the nature of the house, which then
very nice. Thank you. We have a Israel before Klai Yisrael did the Chet Ha'Egel. I shouldn't even say it, but maybe not the Chet Ha'Egel. Before they sinned, we'll just find out that. The Shekhinah rested with everybody. Once there is a riot in Klal Yisrael, the Shekhinah leaves the household. It doesn't want to be in that household. Now let me explain. The Zohar Chaim HaKadosh, and I forgot the address, that talks about different chazalim that talk about Ashras HaShekhinah. 10 people are learning Shekhinah Imam. 5 people are learning Shekhinah Imam. 2 people are learning Shekhinah Imam. 1 person is learning Shekhinah Imam. So, what's the difference? And all other chazalim, a shul has Ashras HaShekhinah. Yaakov Avinu had Ashras HaShekhinah. This person had Ashras HaShekhinah. Dr. Achayim, Ashras HaShekhinah is not equal. There are many, many levels of Ashras HaShekhinah. And when the Mishnah says 10 of Ashras HaShekhinah and 2 of Ashras HaShekhinah, it's a different level of Ashras HaShekhinah that we don't measure. We don't know that. It used to be, before a Chet, and it's going to be a Gemara later, that it was Shekhinah, that Shekhinah rested in everybody's house. There was a higher level of Ashras HaShekhinah in each person's house because it was a house of Kedusha. A house of Kedusha is a Mokam of Ashras HaShekhinah. Gemara is going to say later, Ish v'isha shalom b'neim, Shekhinah shayre b'neim. If there's harmony in the house, then the Shekhinah is there. The yud of the ish, and the hay of the isha, spelled ka. The Shekhinah is there. This is a Gemara later on, not my Shekhinah. Right? Now, once there's hate in the house, it's not a pure house, the Shekhinah moves away. It's not there on that same level. Hashem does not go where there's tumah, so to speak. Doesn't rest the Shekhinah where there's tumah, which means there's less of a divine presence. That's how I understand this Gemara, based on that Arachayim, it says there's multiple levels of divine presence. And the fact that the Gemara always uses the term Ashras HaShekhinah does not mean they're all created equal. There are different levels. The Beis HaMikdash was a far greater level of Ashras HaShekhinah than Ashras HaShekhinah in the person's own house. Now, the Svarim do say, and this is for next week's Parsha, V'asu li migdash v'shechante b'soichem. So it says, b'soichem b'soich kol echad v'echad. According to some Rishayim, this is a Machlokes Rishayim, would there be a Mishkan had there not been a Chet Ha'Egel? Rashi, the support knew and others learned, that had there not been a Chet Ha'Egel, there would have been no need for a Mishkan. Everybody's house would have been a Mishkan. And then, they could have brought korbanos in their backyard, which is the chutzner of their mishkan. No, they would have been able to bring, I'm not finished yet. At that point, if everybody's house would have been a mishkan, they would have been able to bring korbanos in their backyard because they were in the chutzner of mishkan. It wasn't a bama, it would have been a chutzner of mishkan. Now, Shankai, once they did the Chet Ha'Egel, then life changed. No longer was anybody eligible for that level of Ashras HaShekhinah, and it had to be a central location called a Mishkan, and if there was no Mishkan at the time of Hetra Abamas, it was a limited amount of Kabbalahs that they could bring. That's what Ramban disagrees. Ramban learned there would have been a Mishkan anyway. Yes, Chet did affect them, but not for this. The Mishkan would have been a necessity anyway, whether they did the Chet Eagle or didn't do a Chet Eagle. It's a Machlokes Rishonim. I think it's a Machlokes Medrashim, presumably, but I won't be able to give you addresses. But this is a Machlokes Rishonim. So, again, there's a level of Ashras Hashchina that was lost at that point in an individual's house. But there's still a level of Ashras Hashchina that they were able to attain. But once there's Tum in the house, that level of Ashras Hashchina is diminished much, much more. That's all. Rashi, yes?
I believe that there's still, even not in front of, that Tumid and the festival sacrifice, and things like that, would have been on at a central location.
I don't think so.
That each family brought the dorm to the
government. Again, you're talking about Hetero Abamas. That's post the need of a Mishkan. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Kaidim Shechot Yisrael, Arayas, and Kolecha Vechot Bebeisai. The Stalkum Mehem Beloved Lebeisam, the Eina Yachol Lira is Vavarisha Bebeisai. Hashem doesn't want to see. I hate to use the word not able to see. Doesn't want to see Vavaris in the person's house. So he removes that level of Ashra Sashkina. Zok Tikamar Vaitar. Amar Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeini Amar Rav Yadisa. Halaisa Mitzvah Achaz Baila Mazeh. The person does any mitzvah in this world, it goes in front of him in Olam Haba and announces, here comes the person that wore tefillin on Sunday. And another malach comes along and says, here comes the person that wore tefillin on Monday. Every mitzvah, the malachim go ahead of him and announce he's coming. Belafafasai, the malach created by his avera, hugs him, wraps around him. Ve'leches l'fanav liyamadin. Shenamar yilafsu, I think the way it pronounces. Archos darkam, they are hugged, surrounded, and wrapped by the ways of the ways of their living. Yalu b'sayu liyavedu, they go into nothingness and they get lost. The mepharshim speak out. Mitzvahs go in front of the person, because the person is very eager to follow. Averis wrapped the person around. He's not interested in going. So the Averis has to schlep him there. That's why the Malach of the Mitzvah does not have to wrap him around. He's eager to go with the Malach of the Mitzvah. It's good. I'd love to go there. But the Malach of the Averis, he has no interest in following the Malach of the Averis. So the Pasuk says, Hashem, the Malach drags him there. Basically drags him to the place of judgment for his avera. Rashi, Magdamasa Lufnei Misasei Mechrezes Levana. Rashi says before he dies and announces it. But Lufnei Krachasei wraps him around and schleps him there. Yes.
Did you see anyone comment on the fact that within the geography of this, that the averas are closer to the person than eventually?
I didn't see it. I saw that the person eager to follow his mitzvahs doesn't have to be dragged, and by averus he has to be dragged. I mean, I'll give a mushroom when I had my young children and I was taking them to buy ice cream. I did not have to schlep them by hand to go buy the ice cream. But when I was schlepping them to do something else that they didn't want to do, I had to schlep them. That doesn't, I was geographically closer, but I don't think the relationship was any more positive. I think it was less positive when I slept them than when they followed eagerly to buy the ice cream. This is what I saw. This is what I saw. Dr. Kumar Vaitar, Blazer, I'm Makshuru by Kikelov. Now there is tied to him like a dog. Shinemar, Lashama, Lea, Lishkov, Etzla, Lias, Imam. It says, he didn't hear, listen, Yosef didn't listen to Eshes Potiphar, the Lishkav Etzla, Liyasima. Lishkav Etzla by Lamazah, Liyasima by Lamabah. Means he gets tied to the person that he's like one with the Avera till it's removed to him through Gehenim. That's what it says. Dr. Gemara Weiter, Tanan Hassan. The test goes up to here, by the way. This is where the test goes to. Now we move on. What? the Shchaidus side. Right now, I didn't realize that when I finished. That's why I wrote the last question of the test.